USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump at the Rose Garden announcing a new plan to distribute 100 million rapid COVID-19 tests to states.
These new Abbott rapid point-of-care tests are easy to use and return results within just minutes. You'll have a result at a maximum 15 minutes.
The president has no scheduled events for the rest of the day, and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is continuing to prepare for Tuesday's debate in Cleveland. Folks across the country are being reminded by their governors to get their flu shots. California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom says people need to get the flu shot in his state.
I've done this every single year as long as I can remember. It is a simple thing to do, and getting a flu shot is a safe thing to do.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
We all have health goals, but let's face it. You are living in some fantasy world if you think you are suddenly about to start eating better. In fact, have you thought of this? How many different servings of fruit have you eaten today? How many servings of vegetables? And sorry, Dad, French fries and ketchup don't count. The experts recommend eating over 10 servings of fruits and vegetables each day. That's where Balance of Nature comes in. With three fruit and three veggie capsules, Balance of Nature gives you all your daily recommended servings and contains 31 different fruits and vegetables. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Change your life now by calling 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A federal judge is blocking the Trump administration's attempt to ban TikTok downloads in the United States, giving the Chinese-owned app a short-term victory as it scrambles to ensure its future while being caught in the middle of a battle between the United States and China. The fire danger remains high in California. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has an update.
California is facing more fire danger over the next 36 hours at least, with a red flag warning in effect for most of Northern California and parts of Southern Cal. A heat wave combined with low humidity and gusty winds increasing the risks for fires that could spread quickly. Over the weekend, two new fires broke out in Northern California. The Glass Fire and the Zog Fire, both have burned thousands of acres already. It's been a record-setting season for wildfires in California, with over 3.7 million acres scorched.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Americans across the country are taking advantage of early voting and mail-in ballots. Minnesota and Virginia seeing record numbers of people requesting absentee ballots. The majority of time, voting absentee is fine, but this year with the numbers, we could expect to see some problems. Matt Wheel is with the Bipartisan Policy Center.
About half of the problems tend to be with the voter signature or the signature of a witness. The earlier states are able to process the ballot and to do signature matching and verification, the more time they'll have to get back to those voters who may have made an error.
Kurt Busch won Sunday's NASCAR race at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. For the Las Vegas native, it was his first time winning at the track. Busch now advances to the round of eight in the NASCAR playoffs and says he wishes he would have been able to share this win with his fans.
Biggest thing we miss is our race fans. Mm-hmm. We don't have a race at the track in hundreds of thousands rooting us on. Some states have opened up to very limited capacity, and that's where we miss our fans as drivers.
The Las Vegas Motor Speedway did submit a plan to the governor's office to have 8,000 fans in attendance, but Governor Steve Sisolak, a Democrat, rejected the plan. And finally, weather is preventing the latest SpaceX Starlight launch from happening on Monday at Cape Canaveral. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.